All right, so I just want to finish up today our brief overview of some of the halachos of mikveh and to wrap up the subject of chasnida. So today I want to speak about tefillah in a river, a lake, an ocean, and natural water sources. Yesterday we spoke about the actual mikveh, and we spoke about a mayan as well. The first bunch of sources, and just a quick review, we'll go through quickly the quickly reviewing the some of the stuff we saw yesterday. We saw, I think, most of these sources yesterday. And of course, in defining river, lake, or an ocean. Well, an ocean is easy to define, but lake is not so necessarily so simple to define. For example, just what is a yam exactly? Yam means an ocean, but we call it the Yam Kineret, but that's not an ocean, right? It's a lake, basically. Okay, and I think they call it the Sea of Galilee sometimes in English, but it's not really an ocean. It's more of a lake, right? You've been to the Kineret, it's more of a lake. And other things like that also. So the question is, how do you define? I think technically speaking, if it's connected to the ocean, it's called an estuary. Okay, and some of the rivers are like that. Some rivers really are not independent rivers. They're really connected to the ocean. I think the Hudson River over here, is connected right to the Atlantic. It's not a separate waterway, so to speak. I think the Hackensack River in New Jersey also is connected. It's connected to ocean water, so that may be an extension of the ocean. That's called an estuary. So, okay, it's an interesting, definitional question, which is important. But anyway, so we know that our starting point in terms of tefillah is the pasuk in this week's Sedra, Parshas Metsora, Perek Tezvav, pasuk Tezayin. We saw it yesterday also. V'ish ki seitz mishit bazera. Okay, talking about a person who has an emission of seed, but it doesn't matter for our purpose. V'rachatz b'mayim is called bazera. V'rachatz b'mayim is called bazera. So this also we saw previously. We didn't see yesterday. We saw it previously. We started a discussion about a chatzitza, that your whole body has to be immersed. So Gemara says in Erevin, Daf Dalmud Beis, among other places, that chatzitza, any dinim of chatzitza in the category of halacha moshe misina. Remember, that's not written expressly in the Torah. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Chatzitza in Doraisa? No, it is a regular din Doraisa. So in the Torah, the tziv, and the correct pasuk is our pasuk, rochatz is called besorol, meaning your whole body, shaloya dava chotzit, bein besorol, amayim. Okay, then there's nothing as a chatzitza. So everything Gemara answers that, but for our purpose now, what does b'mayim mean? B'mei mikveh. And kol b'sara, how much water? Mayim shekol gufa olaben, which you could, the entire body can be submerged in at once. Okay, v'kamahein. How much is that? Amma l'amma b'rum shalosh ammas, one amma by one amma by three ammas. B'shira chachamim, mei mikveh arba'im sa, 40 sa, couple hundred gallons. That's what we talked about yesterday, right? What is b'mayim b'mei mikveh? Rashi there says, hamechunasin mashma, water that gathered into a place. That's also valid for tefillah purposes, afagav de lav chaim, even though it's not running water, it's not flowing water, it's been gathered into a place, it's not flowing water, but loksim chaim, mayim chaim, mean live water, water that's flowing, that's something different than water which is gathered. We go into the mikveh, we call a mikveh. The word mikveh, we explain, means it's right, the water that's been gathered from the pasuk in Bereishis, yikavu amayim, we saw yesterday. So that's water that's gathered together, that's regular mayim as opposed to mayim chaim, which means running water, opposed to still water. Or gathered water. And kol b'sara, Rashi says, there in Erev and Dalam Beis, and three, mashma kol b'sara, okay, your whole body is going to be able to go in at once. And the fact that this is mitayr, so that with this we did see yesterday, the pasuk in the Parsha Shmini, Perek Yalla, pasuk Lamed Vav, it says, ach mayan, ubor mikveh mayim, yeh tar, the two things which are tar, number one, that the water does not become, mashkin can become tameh, but not in these conditions. Not in a mayan and not in a bor, mikveh mayim. Two things mentioned. Ach mayan, bor mikveh mayim, yetar. And Rashi explains that teaches you two things. Number one, Rashi there in Shmini, Perek Yalam Pozi, Lam and Vav, source five. Ach mayan, bor mikveh mayim, hamachu borim lekarka. Right? They're attached to the ground. They're not above ground or in a pitcher or a vase or something like that in your house. But rather, it's mechuborim lekarka. Then that liquid in there, they ain't mekabel and tumah. That's one. Now those mashkin are not subject to laws of tumah tar, but yesh chomad yetar atol b'mitumah. So not only that, but they have the capacity to make someone who is tamei tar. It's a different thing. Two different dinim learned from the words yetar. Ach mayan ubor mikveh mayan yetar means that these waters themselves are tar. Number two, they have the capacity to make somebody who immerses them tar as well. We mentioned yesterday some so far relates those two. Fine. Okay, and Rashi again gets that from the Gemara. Pesachim, Tezan, and Aleph, 6. Tosh, again, I'm going through these stories quickly because we saw most of them yesterday. Toshma, Achman, Abor, Mikvam, Yator, Mai, Yator, Mituma, so they can retire somebody. They can retire somebody from Tuma. And Rashi there in Pesachim, in source 7, Tezan, and Aleph says, Yator, Mituma, so, Vachikamar, in Yobo, Hatome, If somebody who's tummy comes into a mayim or a bor mikveh mayim, he tar, he'll become tar hol v'tavo, as opposed to mayim shuvim, gathered what we spoke about yesterday. Okay? And however, the Sifra and the Mishnayos, and we see the Rambam also, explained that there is still a couple of fundamental differences between a mayim, which is a running water, an underground spring, let's say, spring water, and a bor, mikveh mayim. We call it mikveh for short, means water that has been gathered into a particular place. There's fundamental differences. Okay, the Sifra in Parsha Shmini there, in Parsha Tes, Perikudos Gimel 8, Imai Mayan Mitar Bezochan, Mitar Bezochan. A Mayan is Mitar when the water is running, flowing water, not flowing water like in the spring. But Mikveh should also be Mitar Bezochan? No. Tamalor Ach, Mayan Mitar, Mayan, Ach Mayan. A Mayan Mitar Bezochan, Mikveh Bashmorim. A Mayan is Mitar Dafka with flowing water. A Mikveh, if the water is flowing, is no good. And that's what we explained yesterday. When you build the mikveh, you have to make sure that there's no seepage. So we discussed a little yesterday, what if there's a little seepage, but no noticeable seepage for sure. Preferably no seepage at all. And we talked yesterday, no? And we said there should be no, you should make sure the mikveh is watertight, so to speak, that there's no seepage at all. As Rishon said, a little bit of seepage, nobody notices, could be good, but l'chatchila certainly trying to have no seepage. So that's one difference in a mayan and a mikveh, that a mayan is dafka, flowing water, that's for Kmitah, and a mikveh is dafka, not flowing water. Okay, that's an important distinction. And the Mishnah and Mikvos, the first parak, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches, and Source 9, again, I mentioned this yesterday, that a mikveh requires the aforementioned Arboy Misaw, right? Lamal and mikveh sheish bar Arboy Misaw, Shavot Tovim. Okay, and a Mayan lahat gobo kolshu. A Mayan, there's no minimum size, even a kolshu. Now, as we explained yesterday, a kosher is not going to work for a person because the whole body has to go into it, so the kosher can't fit in. But let's say you're being metayer a keli that became tummy. It's a tiny head, a fork, it's a pin, whatever. It can fit in a tiny drop of water. So if it's a mayan, that's good enough. At least a raisa. Okay, well, that's there are one or not with another discussion, but not a rishon now. But the point is that for tvilas kelim, and when I say tvilas kelim, I don't mean what we call tvilas kelim today, you know, buying a vessel from a guy. I mean the tvilas kelim from tumma. So metal, kelim become tummy. So let's say a fork or something's tummy, you want to toggle it. So there, if you use a mayan, you don't need it to be 40 saw. If it's a mikveh, you have to have 40 saw. I don't care how small the kli is, because the definition of a mikveh is 40 saw. Right? That's what emerges from that, the Mishnah. And the other thing is that certain tumas, certain types of tumah, can't be gotten rid of other than in a mayan. You can't use a mikveh. Like, for example, mentioned in Mishnah Ches, right? A zov, a mitzora, this week said, a mitzora, it says mayim chayim in our sedja this week, right? A mitzora, when he becomes tahor, can't suffice by going to mikveh, dafka has to go to mayim. And also lekadosh mechatos, paraduma, right? To make the mechatos, so the paraduma also has to be mayim chayim, water from a spring, as opposed to a mikveh, okay? And that's the Rambam Paskins, perek tes, ilchus mikvos, alav azayim. He mentioned as well, again, we saw this yesterday, a mayim is mitar bezochen, as opposed to a mikveh. Okay, and he mentions who's a good for it, and he writes Alach Ches towards the end of the page. Ma bein mayan the mikveh. What's the difference in a mayan and mikveh? So he has these things we just mentioned. A mikveh and a mitar el b'mem saw of a mayan mitar b'kol shu. And a mikveh requires 40 saw worth of water in it, and a mayan doesn't need that. Any amount is good as long as whatever you're trying to immerse can fit in at once. You can't do half and half. You can't put it on one side and then put it on the other side. It's got to be kasher and something. You can't do that. When you're kashering something in hot water, not for tumantari, kashering something you can trade for Pesach, whatever, then you can kasher one side and the other side. You can't do that for tevila. Anyway, so hamikveh and mitar el mem sova mayim mitar b'kolshu, one. Two, hamikveh and mitar el bashvorin. Bashvorin means like a receptacle in the ground. It cut out the word shavur, broken ground, so to speak. In the ground, that's where mikveh works, but not flowing. The water shouldn't be flowing. By mayim, and it's called a meno enon mitarin. The water flows in and out of that source. It's no good for a mikveh. Okay, but Amayan, mitar bizochen. Other Amayan's the opposite. It's flowing water. The third difference, a mikveh lo talabo tulas azov and mayan. The mikveh doesn't work for azov and others as well, and Amayan does. And Shulchan Aruch says here in Siman Reish Aleph, Siv Beis, source 12, again, I'm not going anywhere near through all these sifim there, just to highlight, Siv Beis, may mayan mitar not bizochen, and so on. And, make shomen with hamash borin, okay, and days of Torah. That's a question we discussed yesterday. Ashborim, the Taz explains, we've gotten bays in 13, Pirushim, Ruim, the Kaim Bor. The water is still, it's in a bore, it's in a pit that's dug into the ground, a swimming pool, and some kind of an in-ground. Huh? It's got to be in the ground. It's what we said, it's got to be in the ground. Okay? Only together, you make a fence around something so you know where the water gathers. In other words, it can't be a self-contained thing above the ground. In other words, it's got to be dug into the ground. Okay? Huh? You're attached. You got to be attached, right? It can't be like a pitcher or a tub in your house. If it's on top of the ground and just build a thing around it, well, that is good, but not the bathtub in your house. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
And that would be about it's not like in the ground,
Well, okay, yeah, they dug in, but yeah, that's okay though. That's okay.
it's like surrounded by earth. Like what's
Probably
the
is. It's usually on the ground,
what's the system being the ground?
but it doesn't have to be. That's what I mean. It doesn't have to be in the ground, like dug out of the
Just
ground.
can't be gone.
It can be a separate receptacle. Let's put it that way. Okay, that's it. That's what I mean. Okay. Anyway, okay. Shach also says the difference between Zoch and fine. All right. Now, anyway, so that's just a review quickly. Yes. So let's turn now to the issue of rivers. Okay, rivers, streams, and stuff like that. And that's a question. Which was more common in times gone by when not every town was able to build a mikveh itself for a variety of reasons, but there was a stream of water. We talked earlier in the year, remember the Nummo, right? The women who go by the port and the Gemara with Abu Shmuel, which we'll see again today. So that was not an uncommon situation, less common today. But the Mishnah in Mikvos, Perek Ches Mishnah Hey 15, says, Hazochlin kemayim. Flowing water is a mayim. The Hanotfim. Water that drips down, rains, and dripping the notate means to drip down, that's a mikveh. Okay? Hayed Reb Tzadok ala Zochin, Sherovu ala Notfim, Shem Ksherim. What if you have Zochin, okay, but there's also Notfim? Let's say you have a river. When it rains, the rain drips into the river too, right? So the Mishnah says, is even though rainwater falls in, Notfim, falls into the river, but there's more river water than there is rainwater. So that's good. Okay. Zochin sherabu alanotfim. If you have a stream and it rains, so obviously the water level goes up because of the rain. So there's a lot of rain, but the assumption is as long as there is still more river water than what rain that fell in, then it's good. Okay? So let's look in the Bartanura there in that Mishnah Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey in the Gvos. Hazochin kagon naharos, like streams, rivers. Shein zochin, that is a din of a mayan. Okay, any river has a din of a mayan. Umitar and bezochin umikolshet, and the flowing water is mitar, and you don't need arboim saw. Usually have more than that in the river anyway. But okay, it's a small, thin, sort of a stream that is a shallow stream. Okay, it's okay. All right, Hanotfim says the next Bartanura in 16 kagon meg shamim. Rainwater, that's kemik. For that, you need arboim saw's worth and ashborit in some kind of a, dug in. Okay? So that's a mikveh. However, Tzorek says if you have a river, which again, when it rains, the rainwater goes into the river too, but as long as there's more river water, that's okay. Kishem kshenk is open. Hoil v'notfim watan, because the dripped water, the rainwater, is the miut. Okay? And even though it's a field of welcome she'ain today tefillah b'zochlin and okay note for mashinalehem. And even if you have a stream that's shallow, that a person, let's say, wouldn't be able to immerse himself completely, and he can now because of the rainwater, because the water level is higher, and now there's enough room for him to get in. That's still good because overall there's still more rainwater than, I'm sorry, there's still more river water, so to speak, or stream water than there is rainwater. Now the implication of this is what? That if you have a situation where it's a shallow stream, there's been a ton of rain, okay, and at this point the river is much higher and there's more rainwater than there is actual river water, then what will be the din? That would be no good. That's the implication. Okay. Huh? Oh, we got that. We got a good catch. We'll get that. We'll get that. Yeah, we'll get that. Okay, a few places. Yeah. But you hear that's the implication here. The implication here is because what Zadok said in that Mishnah. In 15, he said, "Al zochlin sherovu al anotim." As long as you have more zochlin, more flowing water, Okay, more stream water than there is dripping water, then it's good. The implication is that it comes the other way, then it's not going to be good. So here we turn now to a Gemara which had already we really were interested more in the conclusion part of it, but the Gemara we saw in a few places in Nida son of Zainab et al. 17. Avua de Shmuel, Ovad Levinte Mikvos Biome Nisan Umaftse Biome Tishrei. Remember, he had his daughters, he made mikvos for Avua de Shmuel, made for his daughters mikvos to the month of Nisan, okay, and mats to use in the river in the month of Tishrei, the summer and the winter. What's going on? So we saw this already, right? But let's look in Rashi. 18. Mikvos Bei Nisan. Mikve Me'em Mechonasun Ve'enon Tolos Benahar. Avua de Shmuel, during the Yemei Nisan, which is the spring, right, the summer and spring season, he did not want his daughters Einon Tolos Benahar, Einon Tolos. We didn't want them going into the river. Why? Because after the Nisan, which is when the winter, the rainy season comes to an end, chances are pretty high that now the river is swelled and there's more rainwater in it than there is river water. So he didn't want his daughters going there. Right? Right? Now the mitzias are such, there's more notes and there's more drip water, rainwater, than there is flowing water. Bitanya Bitaris Khanam, Ma Mayan Bitabzochan, Mikva Bitabzochan, Koma, quotes that in Taurus Khanam, we said, and Mayan, we had this before, Pamela Ach, Mayan Bitabzochan, Mikva Bitabashborin, Uma Ashborin, the Kova Kami, Dain Matbil, Mukhanas Melisha, Nikva Mayan, Nikva Mikvayam, the Nochum is Chalasa, can't be Zopan anymore. Okay, so the concern of Avu de Shmuel was, and then he quotes the other mission we saw before, Hazochan Kemayan, and so on and so forth. All right, so Umayim Hanotzer Me, so let's look right to the end of the fourth line there in 18. Umayim Hanotzer Me Haharim, water that drips down from the mountains. That's how rivers are often formed, right? It's the snow that melts in a mountain and flows down the mountain, and that's what forms the river. Yeah, but that's not an underground. So that's not a mayim. Okay, that's water that came snowed or rained, and the rainwater comes down a mountain. Haran kemikveh. That's a mikveh that can be used for a mikveh, right? But ain't a mitar mizchila. Okay, but it's flowing is no good. So you can't go into the rivers in the end of the rainy season. You follow? Hilchok b'may nisan shenisraba no adeg shomim chayash shema rabu notim shavo alachaim shavo. Ubatlu Zochlin. That's what Shmuel was concerned about. Abu the Shmuel was concerned about. During the end of the rainy season, the river has been swelled, the river water level, whatever it is, the water level of the river has gone up because of all the rain. Now there's more. The Ain Mitar is a Tamay Toba and Derek Sechila. But it's flowing. And flowing doesn't work with rainwater. Rainwater's got to be in a mikvah, in a contained thing. Right? Ashborin. Becholan Aris Olam Ain Ochlin is Ochlin. Fichach Avalei Mikvah Bashborin. Lit bulb is open. Therefore, he made mikvahs for him. Okay, now, then he says as a side point, some say azova, that's what he's concerned about. You need mayim chayim, but that's not true. It's not correct. Okay. Anyway, so, what's that? No, Rav said zova. Not zova.
Oh, he said
zova. Zova. Yeah. Okay, not zova. Good thing, too, because otherwise we'd always need a Mayan nowadays, right? We treat everyone with Zohar. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, as far as the second part of what Avodah Shmuel doing, the Yomei Tishrei, okay, at the end of the summer season, and that part of it, there's no rain. Whatever water's in the stream is definitely river water, stream water, not rainwater. It doesn't rain. If you're in Eretz Yisrael in the summer, you have to bring a raincoat, right? Or an umbrella, because it's never going to rain. That's the way the climate is there. Now, it's, here it's different, but there, okay? In that part of the world, it doesn't rain at all. So, therefore, Avodah Shmuel, no problem letting his daughters go to in the stream in the end of the summer, because definitely is more river water. It's Zochlin, it's not rainwater. Okay, so what did he do? So Maftu and Tisha Shetoba Narsha Zochlin Rubabam, Nechatzitza Tatit, no son Mafsoba Narsha Oberslan. So I said, remember, he made them stand on these mats. As he put these mats that you stand on to make sure there's no Chatzitza with the mud. We talked about that, right? We talked about Chatzitza. Good? All right. Now, with me? That's what Avu the Shmuel did. Same Gemara, similar Gemara prayers in Shabbos, Samach Hamad Aleph, 19. Avu the Shmuel, Lo Shavik, Lo Binzil, Lo Dafke, Bechutit. That's not our issue now. That's what our issue is, the end. Okay. V'ovil, Le Mikvoz, Be'am Nisan, Mafti, Be'am Tishrei. There, Rashi says it briefly, Mikvoz, Be'am Nisan. Okay. Either Mikvoz, Mai, Mechunasim, O Somoch, Benahar, or is near the river, O Mamshech, Le Tocha, Me'nar. Remember Hamshacha we talked about yesterday? He channeled, like a channel. channel the water to come in, so that you can do that. But it's not our issue right now. Okay, Maftu Metishrei Shetovos Bifras, Bifras in the Har Pras, the Euphrates, right, in Babel. Okay, Me'atit, the problem is, so you're chatzitza, you're worried about the mud at the bottom, not a chatzitza. So no, saying Hamapatz, Mapatz means a mat. You put these mats under their legs. Okay, if you remember when we discussed this issue there, Tosis there in Shabbos, Samach Chayam and Aleph, Maftu Metishrei, that's what Rashi said, that the Maftu, these mats were to stand on. And I mean, the Tom Pierce, you know something, Maftu the Kufos. No, they were, he put horizontal mats, not on the ground, horizontal standing mats. Shalom Yiro, on all these Baishma, it was a protective to block people's view. He put up these partitions, so to speak, so that they could be told in private, not worried that someone's going to see them, and then they'll rush their tefillah and not do it properly. Okay, whatever the mafzid is for. Okay, you follow? Either it was to stand on. So I just quoted here, I don't want to spend much time on it. The Ramban and Skidus from there in Shabbos, Samach Chayam and Aleph, talks about the different types of teeth, whether it is heft. He assumes like Rashi, that the purpose, you know, well, first he says like Rashi, that the mafats, that the mat, that the rules about his daughter's stand, that was for standing, to make sure no teeth, the different types of teeth, the thicker, what we talk about, when we talk about chatzitza, okay? And there's a bigger problem because when you stand on it, look at the third line of 22, sometimes, you know, it goes between your toes, and stuff, you know ourselves, stuff gets stuck between your toes, right? You take a shower, usually you wash between your toes, right? Because stuff gets stuck in there, so there's mud or dirt or pebbles, whatever in the bottom, gets stuck between the toes. Okay, now, and then he writes at the end, Rabban does that was for tzniyas purposes. Okay, whatever it is. Okay, that's the machlokas Rashi and Tam. The Ritva also there in Shabbos, Samachem and okay, also mentioned the concern was chatzitza. He doesn't think that's right. Different types of things. All right, whatever, different. You can look at that. We don't have to go into all those details now. But that's one thing. Now, sort of clears now that at least at some point, the rivers, and we'll see other sources that illustrate it, okay, Avuah de Shmuel, anyway, so far we haven't really passed like him, but Avuah de Shmuel was concerned that people who are Tomei shouldn't go into the mikveh during the end of the rainy season because it goes on, so I shouldn't go into a river, shouldn't use a river for Tahara purposes at the end of the rainy season because there is more rainwater than there is flowing water, and that's a problem, okay? And the Gemara now continues there on Shabbos, Samachem, Bezin 24. Not only Avuah de Shmuel held that way, Rav agrees with that. Rav agrees with that, Pesach. Why? Omar Rav, Mitra b'marava, Sahada Rav. Okay? Mitra b'marava, when it rains in Eretz Yisrael, okay? Look at Rashi, Samachem, Bezin, Mitra b'marava, Mitra is rain, Talamata, right? Not to the rain, but it rains b'marava out west. Again, the Gemara is written in Bavel, so when they refer to out west, it means in Eretz Yisrael, right? Not Los Angeles. So it means out west, right? So when it rains b'Eretz Yisrael, okay, Sada Rabba Pras, the Nahar Pras testifies. What does that mean? Rashi says, 25, Pras made b'dover, Shuyore b'Eretz Yisrael above of the God of Me'agashamim, the Euphrates River swells because of the rain from Eretz Yisrael. So you can always tell in Bavel, when you look at the Euphrates River, if it's, you know, if the water level has gone up, okay, in the Euphrates River, so it must be because it rained in Eretz Yisrael. And that simply hammers the point, okay, and that's what it says, Yodu b'nei Bavel sheyardu k'shom b'har Eretz Yisrael, smeichem alachem. Okay, the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, in Bavel are thrilled. They see the Euphrates River, and, oh, must be it was a good rainy season in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Very nice. Now at the end, it says, Sober Shalayibra. The Rav apparently agrees with this principle of Avuah de Shmuel, because he's saying that the Euphrates River swells because of the rain in Eretz Yisrael, which means there'll be more rain in the river than there is river water at the end of the rainy season. So therefore, he also wouldn't let you go into the water. Okay? And that's what it means. The next Rashi, long Rashi, okay, Sober Shalayibra Hanotvim, Haino Hagshamim. Notvim means the rainwater will go above, will rise above, overpower will be the majority against the Zohar, and he quotes the Mishnah Mikvaos and so on. Okay, all right. And he explained a little bit about mikvahs. We have to read everything in here now. Discuss the difference between a mikvah and a mayim. Anyway, let's look about the five lines up on the bottom of that long Rashi on Samachem Beis and Shabbos. 25, Hilcha. B'yomei Nisan, Shahanaharos Gedalin, Mimei Agashomim, Shalimei Achorev. During the spring season, when the waters of a river have increased because of the winter rains, Umei Havsharos Hashlagin, melting snow, right? The melting snow. So Chayesh, Shema Yibro, I know it's always open. She tells the Vinar, Minak Shomim, Alazoch, Machayim. Ubotlo Azoch, and Achayim, Benotvin. It's going to be a majority of rainwater, so that it's Botel, right? The flowing water is Botel. The Ein Toras Mayan Alayim, and it's going to lose its status as a Mayan. The Tarb is open, and it will lose its capacity of the Tarb with flowing water. They have to now have born. So therefore, he made them go to mikvahs and so on and so forth. Okay? He has another taina that maybe because there was Zova and Zova needs Mayim Chayim, we don't accept it. Fine. Tosis, there in Shabbos, Samachem Beis 26, Diva Masko Sadar Rav Pras, he first asked a geographical question. This is problematical because the waters of Eretz Yisrael don't flow in that direction to the Euphrates, the Akasha. Okay. All right. You know, that's one issue. All right. Shari Lo Nehira, Shari Bubel, Mizrach Eretz Yisrael, Bubel's the East Eretz Yisrael, and the rivers don't flow in that direction. And somehow, Rabbi Tom said that somehow they were able to tell that it rained in Eretz Yisrael because the river is some of the stream, it goes in a different direction, whatever, some other way to tell. Okay, I'm not an issue now. The next toast is Shema Yirbu. Okay, Shema Yirbu. And he explains, Mishnah Mikvah is everything we saw. All right. And then he also mentions that concern maybe there's Zava, and Zava also needs Mayim Chaim. Alone here, it's not true. Zava does need Mayim Chaim, all his Zava. Okay, now, look four lines at the bottom. And it's not your question. In Tomar, will the Shmuel the Amar Eina Mayim and Tamaz Olchan Apros Biyomi Tishrei? Okay. Zov the Mayim. Oh, that's a side quote. Sorry. Before I get to our question, before your question, he asks, "What do you mean? If it's a problem, so when? What does the Zov do? If every river, we assume at the end of the rainy season is not Mayim Chaim anymore because of the rainwater. So for neither, it's not a problem. But when the Shmuel can build tells the daughters to go and make a mikvah for them. What does the Zov do? It needs Mayim Chaim. Just a practical question. So the answer is Shom Mayan Mechusa She'ein Make Shom Yardim Zohan. You have to find an enclosed Mayan right inside, like the Arizal's mikveh. It's indoors. It's the Arizal's mikveh. You've been there, right? The right spot. Ever been to that? You know what I'm talking about? But spot, you know, down the hill, the Arizal's mikveh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a Mayan. But it's an indoor Mayan. You can be told that there are springs that are they're inside. They're in caves. They're in enclosures. So that's okay. So you don't have to worry there that the rainwater doesn't get in there. Okay. But now the more important question, third line to the bottom, 26. Tomar, Amay Chashin Shema Yibro Anutim, Lema Kama Kama Botel. Okay. We have a Kedomar Perak, the Zara, Amar Yai Nesek Labor, Filokalam Kulu, Kosha, Dimna Kama Kama Botel. Those are my Yara David. Kama Kama Botel means as follows. We have a principle of Bittel. Okay, well, the right level, Bittel Barov, Achra Amahatam, Bittel Barov. So when drops fall into something, so a little drop falls in, but right now, when that first drop falls in, there's a lot more of the other stuff in there. And that's bottle. Now the second drop falls in. That's bottle too. And all the drop, but every drop is going to be bottle as it falls in. Because each drop is overpowered by the rove of the rainwater. So what's of these river water? So what's the problem? What's the problem? Good, it rained all winter. But each drop that fell in was already bottle the rove of the river water that started there. That's called kama, kama bottle, one by one, piece by piece, right? You know, one by one, it's bottle already. Hear the kasha. Why is there ever a problem? Good, the water swelled because of the rain, but at the end of the rainy season. But so what? Every drop of rain that fell in was bottle to, at that time, it was at the end, there was a lot more rainwater, but it didn't have rainwater anymore because it fell in and it was river water because it was bottle. That's the kasha. Tosa said, not everyone agrees with this, it's a machokas, but Tosa of the opinion that's not a limitless principle. That kama kama batal works only so long as at the end it was still not a robe of the other thing that came in. But at the end, the robe, the principle kama kama batal doesn't work. Kama kama batal came and isur rava mikashir. The case of yayin nesek with wine mixed with other wine, that's only when it was still robe of the other. Okay, that's Tosa's opinion. That's all those answers. Not everyone agrees. What's that?
Doctor's assuming that where the works is that maintains the
correct. And it's closer to an air and so on. Yeah, correct. Okay, yeah. That's what Tosa says. Right, not everyone agrees with that particular shita, but that Tosafot. Okay, the Ritva over there in Shabbos Samachem Beis Bamaslo Mitzvah Marava. Okay, also has the problem, same problem. Yesh Kosho the Kevin the May Bubble Karl of Nei Sol Bnei Marava and Cloud the Bubble. He has a diyuk to prove the bubble. We know the bubble is the east of Eretz Yisrael. It's a diyuk. Since the people in bubble call Eretz Yisrael west, must be bubble is at least east of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we have maps, so we know. Correct. Without the diyuk, it's correct. Anyway, but he said that's not a question because he says it's true. But you know, rivers, he says, he gives a different territory. Lav kushi, he do klal, ki derech ha-nahoros li'is akein. Rivers wind. Okay, so it is, rivers go in different directions. So since rivers go in different directions, part of it is to the east, you know, whatever. Okay, it gives a territory, geographical territory. I know it's true, by the rivers do one. I know that if you ever come from Pennsylvania, whatever, on Route 80, from this direction. So whenever the highway goes over a river, the little sign that tells you what river it is. You know what's that? You're driving up whatever it is, or if it's a creek, you're driving up to the mountains here, you come over some little creek, it tells you this is the so-and-so creek, right? Manasquan or whatever river. So when you're coming back from, let's say, from the west on Route 80, you're here near New Jersey, near Parsippany, whatever, you pass over the Passaic River like four times, three or four times. You pass over the Passaic River. You go back, because the river winds, you know, and the highway goes straight. So that's what the river was. All right, anyway, the second question is, he mentions the question first he talks about that line, time issue and so on, but he deals with a different issue. He says, but one second, is this, I don't understand what's the problem, a different, not kama kama bottle, okay, but we talked about yesterday. We talked yesterday about once you have a 40 saw of rainwater, we discussed yesterday, you can add more shuvim water. Right? Remember we said that? You can add more mayim shuvim. Mayim shuvim is your psul, right? But if you have your 40 saw of rainwater, now you're pouring more mayim shuvim, it's okay. Remember we said that yesterday? So the boys want to say the same thing here. You had your 40 saw more of the river water, so good more rainwater falls in. But so if you like mayim shuvim, it's good. Once you have your basic shear, it's good, right? That's what he is. He says, so he gives a different tarot. He says difference. It's the mayim shuvim is possible altogether for a mikveh, okay? But it can become to our here. It's not mayim zochah. It's never called a mikveh. It's called a mayan. It's a different definition. That's basically his tarot. Dinim okay. It's a different din. Okay, that's his terence. Okay. Ramban makes a different point there in the Chiddushim to Shabbos Samachem Beis Vos Hashem Yirbu. Okay, he says it becomes shuvim. I don't think it's the same thing with shuvim. Okay, all right. Well, we give the terence that. Maybe it is like shuvim because it's not just the rainwater falls straight into the river, comes through other receptacles. No, we're going to leave that alone. Okay, now, but the Meiri gives a different tarot to the kama kama bottle thing. Okay, he raises that question. The Yeshua, look at the Meiri, Shabbos, Samechei, Amabez. Okay? The Yeshua, he says, some ask, what do you mean, Spato, Rishon? Right, that's kama kama bottle, same question. Okay, so he says, no. Because Yesh Mitarot says Shabbat Dover HaBobi, when it comes to these Yeshua, natural way, you don't say Kama Kama Bato. You only say Kama Kama Bato. When I pour, a person pours something in, they did a Bittul. But Bittul doesn't work when it's a Yesh HaMayim. You can't stop it. You can't stop it from raining. Okay, so he said, huh? I'm saying that's the sheet that the kama kama batal doesn't work. It's a din of bittul, what a person does. I can batal something. Because Baruch Hu makes it rain, it's nothing to do with you. See, the kama kama batal. Okay, that's his turn. Take it or leave it. Anyway, just a moment. And Tosis in Baba Kama, Kuf on the Bay, if you're interested in that subject, Tosis in Baba Kama. Quotes there in the middle of Tosafot, quotes by the time this question also kama kama batel. He says kama kama batel is when there is some sort of hefsek in I pour in a drop now, Then later I pour in a second drop. Then later I pour in a third drop. This is hefsek bintayim. Okay, hefsek bintayim. But when there's no hefsek, okay, when it's raining straight. There's no interruption. It does the kamakava dova. All right, again, we can discuss it and think about it. But that's why, whatever the reason, kamakava bottle doesn't work. Okay, that's we're afraid. Shema yirba below hefsek. That's the toast of Baba Kama talking about something else entirely, but brings up this issue of Morin Shabbos of Samachay with Shmuel, Abu the Shmuel and his daughters and so on. Okay, it's not kamakava bottle because, again, if there's an even in halacha in Yeraday, he would say, you know, that if there's a steady flow and there's no interruption, they wouldn't say kamakava bottle because it's all one, you know, one flow. So to speak. Okay, answer your question. A few different the Rishonim deal with it, give them different difference. Okay, and Tosfos Bechoros. Okay. Tosfos Bechoros says that Nun Hei Beis Tosfos starts Enamai Tarizochen. Okay, and okay, we'll see what the halacha is shortly, and he has a different din of Shmuel. We'll skip the first couple lines, but first of all, we'll say in a second. Then he talks about the Kamakama Bato problem. He says, but Osa Tam, the Kamakama Bato, lo yitochein. Doesn't apply over here, because Chol Isra Bato, Chos Vener, Kishin Chos the Rabbat, Kadei Sheish Bo Shir Lis. Like you said before, why does Tosa say, once at the end, there's more of the other things, don't say Kamakama, because now it's what's called Chos Vener. We have a concept in Hilchos Bittel of something with Bato, but now it's Chos Vener. Woke up again. Is there reinvigorated? What the right, you know, was reborn. You're born again. You're a born again Isser. Okay, you can have something which was Usser, and you know the Heter overpowered it, but then the Isser comes back into existence. All right. So yeah, Father, that's too much. We're going to now. Sometimes it is. We do say Chos in there, but some others we don't. Okay, so for our purpose now.
Someone does a role of.
It's a problem.
Okay.
And that's what the Shmuel is concerned with. Okay. By the Shmuel Hadesh and its generation of Dalad talks about the Psul Shuvim, which may or may not relate to this. We're going to leave that out. Okay. The Shmuel Hadesh, we're going to see part of that Shmuel Hadesh later. Okay. He said this is worse than. Don't talk about what we said before. Why does Mayim Shuvim, is that okay when even there's more Mayim Shuvim than mikvah water? You can pour in a lot of Mayim Shuvim. As long as you start with your 40 saw, this is different. Okay. So anyways, the question is now, let's go back for a second to the Tosis in 31. Of course, Nun Hei Beis is going over to the Vav Banal. Okay. So Abu the Shmuel, we said, and Rav also agrees with that, right? Rav also agrees with that principle that we have that concern. But the Gemara indicates, we'll see in a second, that Shmuel himself, with due respect to his father, did not agree with that whole concept. Okay? And if you look at Tosus there in Chorus, Nun Hamer Beis, Lo Kaima Hachi Elekid Ido Shmuel, the Omar Nahara Mekipa Mavrich. What's that reference to? So that's the Gemara in the continuation there in Shabbos, Samach Hamer Beis. We said that Avuah the Shmuel did this. They look back at 24 for a second. The Shmuel did that. Avuah the Shmuel did this for his daughters. And it says, Avad Mikra Manisa Messiah Lele Rav. Like Rav also agreed to it, right? Because Rav said, Mitra Marova, Sada Rav Pras, right? The waters in the Euphrates swell. We knew it come from rainwater and as well. So he's concerned, Shema Yarbo, Shal Yerbo Anotfin Avazokun. Good. However, Shmuel disagrees with the whole idea. Look at now. 34, Shabbos Samachembe, who pleaded to Shmuel, Domar Shmuel, Nahara Mikipe Mivrach. Okay? Nahara, a river, sort of sustains itself. Okay? A river is sustained and keep from within, it increases its water level. A river supplies its own water, so to speak. The underground source, the spring source is what feeds the river. Now, pliga the day, it seems like a contradiction with Shmuel, because he says, "Ein amayim et tamidoch al pras biyomei tishra bilvad." It also seems in a different statement to say only in the har pras in yomei tishrei works. Other than we are concerned, we'll come back to that steer in a second. But let's look what mikifei mivrach means. Mikifei mivrach. See Rashi there in Shabbos Tamachem Beis 35. Mikifei mivrach misoso umimkoro, from the sources, whatever the water sources are. That's what feeds the river. We saw it from the rocks inside, whatever it is, the water is generated in a river, and I don't know the science of it, but water in a river is generated from within. Okay. Selah comes in the Targumina Kipa. Kipa, give it to me, Yamaka, it means the rocks. Okay. Mikipa Mibrech, below Mimege Shaman. It's not the rainwater that caused it to swell. The river swells from within, from its own natural sources. Kipa, like, you know, the, what do you call it? You know, the Dome of the Rock is called Kipa Tassel. It looks like Yamaka, right? It means a rock. Okay, anyway, but it's not from Mege Shaman. Not from Megashon. All right?
What does that mean?
So it sounds like what it means is we're not worried that there's more rainwater than even than river water, even at the end of the rainy season, because whatever increased in the river came from it within, and it's not the rainwater. That's what it says. Huh? Okay, hold on. But that's what it says. Okay, that's the more, that's what Moses said. Mikifei Mivra. The water comes from within, or at least more. Basically saying, you'll never have the Matzias of more rainwater than river water. That seems to be saying. And therefore, it's okay to go toggle in a river even beyond Nisan at the end of the rainy season. Because even though there may have been a lot of rain, whatever water swelled, the rainwater may have helped, but it's not the road. Forget Kamakavoto, it's not the road. That's what Shmuel is saying. So he would be makel to be toggle in a river even when, even in the end of the rainy season. Because even though there might have been a lot of rain, but still, more of the, it's still not the rove. That's what he asserts. Okay, that's what he asserts. And then explains that. But then it's a steer to the other statement of Shmuel because he only said it by the Euphrates. All right, we'll come back to that later. Tosis raises a question, simple question. Shabbos, Samach, Hamabes. The Rasul, the Omar Shmuel. In the first line. In Tomar, Baha Kachazina, Shemach was going to make the hell. What are you talking about? You can see the water did rise because of the rove. You're right, no question. Paul says, what are you talking about? I mean, we can see that after it rains, the water level goes up. What are you talking about? Okay? So, Yesh Lomar, Ked the Omer Masechus Tainus, as a Gemara in Tainus, She'ein lecha tefach yor numalo, She'ein tfachayim olim kenegdom olamato. When this X amount of water comes from above, rainwater, enters the river, more, it's a natural reaction. Again, whether it's scientific or not, I don't know. But a natural water reaction is that the water, more water now generates from below. It's both things that contributed to the increasing level, yeah.
Isn't it because all the ground's filling with water and it's...
Okay, yeah, that may be what it means. And the truth is, maybe there's such a measure by the simplest Beis Shoevi. They poured water on his back, water from the ground would say, oh, we got to come up and meet that water, right? That's the idea. Maybe related to that. Yeah. Look, we mentioned yesterday, all the water in the world is interrelated, right? The whole water table is interrelated. But at the end of the day, that's the Gemara Tainus. Okay, so therefore, it does swell because of the rainwater, but not because of the rainwater alone. And it's still not a majority of rainwater. So says Tosis. Okay, and the Omer in the Tam, the Hilchasuk of this world, that's the Halacha. You're allowed to go in the river at any time of the year, because no matter what, there's always going to be more river water than rainwater. So says Rebbe Tam, and Rebbe Tam says the end. Okay? And he says, you know, he quotes more of Chorus, why is it called Nahar Pros? Nahar Pros, right? Pei Reish Tov, not Samach the prize, but Pros, Pei Reish Tov, Euphrates, same word. Why is it called Euphrates? Because Parim Mirovin, okay? Because it's Puruvu, it self-sustains, right? And Belav Dafka Nakar Pros, who did the Chol Naharos? Okay, all rivers have that capacity to self-perpetuate, Puruvu. Okay, it's not just Pros is the greatest of all the Naharos compared to Israel, whatever, right? You know, they're in Brachos for the four Arba Naharos Yotzim Eden, I'm talking about, right? The four streams that come out of Gan Eden, and the fourth one is Pros, right? Anyway, be that as it may, Tosus concludes, V'alzeh anusomchen litbol v'naharos afila in gadlu ma'od. Tosus says, that's our practice. They are in France, where the Tovalatosis were, that we go into the mikvahs even if they've been increased by the rainwater, because the assumption is more from, you know, more came from outside. Okay? The other Rishonim, the Ramban, over there in Shabbos and Chidushin, Samachem Bey is 37. Okay, Dimas Mahod Amar. The same question, Tema. Shahari Ahitema, Shahari Unrolling, because you're in the Shaman, Arab, we see. Okay, it's not true. Okay, we see it. Okay, so he also quotes the more in Tainus, the more comes from below. However, he says in the second paragraph, Despite the fact that Shmuel's claim makes sense, and near Medibur Chanano, so Halacha Kirav. Yeah, but that's not the Halacha. Halacha is you shouldn't go. Okay, you shouldn't go in the rainy season, at the end of the rainy season. V'af Rabbeinu Hagadol, when the Ramban says Rabbeinu Hagadol means the Rif. Okay, the Rif. Koso Dabur the Shmuel, Afapishal Koso the Rav, Koso the Shmuel, and that's what some say, and so on and so forth. Okay, so to Machlokas. All right, so not only that, the general rule, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, Ramban writes towards the end there on page 30, on source 37, we have Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, Hilchus of Kirav Visur. Matters of this, we had to pass like Rav over Shmuel. Because Shmuel Medina, Shmuel Medina Mamanas, we pass like Shmuel over Rav. The general say, it is in that area. And not only that, but, oh, the Rabbin Nino, here it's the Rabbin, because not only with Rav, but with the Shmuel. The Rav and the Shmuel against Shmuel. Okay, the only thing is, Ramban is aware. El Shakosha, Elena Shinogu, Lipo Benaharos. But we know, and apparently in the Ramban also, in Spain also, maybe it's not for sure, whenever we wrote this, but they do go in the Naharos. That's a little difficult. The Yesh Mishal Mashik and Sukh Shmuel. Some say, okay, because the Allah is like Shmuel, like we saying before. Okay, some say that the Gemara implies also like Shmuel. But anyway, it's an interesting question. Who we pass him like? So, and he quotes others, Chain Pasuk Sevi Reim, Shavuot Otam. But the Ramban himself says, Ain't Apsak Nohon, I don't think it's right. Lord Royal Ismaholo. I think the halacha is the other way. The halacha is like Rav and Abu Shmuel. You shouldn't go in the mikveh during the end of the rainy season. Now, the second paragraph, then the next page, the Ramban writes, V'shemesh lahoke lomar shenidah v'zelav yishma nira b'naros. Okay. Maybe it depends on what you can see. Okay. Can we tell so much that the river is really going that high? Without measuring, you know, naked eye. Maybe it's not so potent that you can tell. All right. But he says, sometimes you have streams that basically dry up in the summer season. I mentioned before Arizona, these places, there were almost no water in it, puddles. And then they have the rainy season. Or in Eretz Yisrael, you have all the time. You go in the summer, Wadi so-and-so. Wadi means a valley, right? The Wadi Kelp, Wadi this. You're driving towards the Dead Sea. What's there? Nothing. Nothing during the summer. During the winter, it's flooding from those streams. Okay, when you drive in the, I've been there. When you drive in the, you drive down, let's say, and you go to your refund and you go down to the Dead Sea and to, we call it En Gedi and then Masada. You know, it's already all been there. You go down that highway over there. So in the summertime, it's bone dry. And then you drop of water, you're parched. You can't keep drinking. But in the wintertime, they're flooded. They're in their signs. And beware of less flooding and so forth, you know. So that's what the Ramban says. If you have one of those types of streams, it basically dries up. Then you know that the water that's in it at the end of the rain season is rainwater. Okay, so the Ramban makes that chilek between, you know, the different types. And, oh, yeah, the Euphrates River never dries up. Okay, certain rivers, the Hudson River never dries up. Okay, so there you can argue, like Shmuel, and say, okay, we assume that there's more river water than there's rainwater, even at the end of the rainy season. But water, river sources which dry up, is, and they have to worry about it. So that's what Ramban writes. Okay, he said, quotes the Iram, quotes on it, says, he's reclosish for that problem. Okay, look at the last three lines of that. L'dateinu anu, yesh lochus b'chol nar. You have to look at each river individually. Ad she is bor l'cha mayan shalo v'kama hu me'ezu mokom m'shachos or v'boyim. Bein was l'cha me'ezu m'shom, hilchus avada kirav. He passed like Rav. So some rivers are going to be okay anyway. Because even with a lot of rainwater, it's true. Some, there's still more river water. Big river, big deep rivers. I don't care how much it rains. There's always more, you know, more river water. But some of these rivers and streams that dry up, pretty much almost completely dry up in the wintertime. In the summertime, I mean, that's a problem. Okay, so anyway. But there is a gimmick. So why would he talk at Paskin like it? So Ramban says he passed like Rav, not like Shmuel. Okay, why would he pass like Shmuel? It said before, Hilchus HaKarav Bisurin. And also it's a rogue because both the Shmuel's on Rav's side. So the Gemara in Brachos, not Brachos, Bechoros, the name in base, 35, 38, Gemara there says, Rabbeinu Omer Yuval Shmuel, the real nickname of the natural name of the Euphrates River is Yuval. Remember, Ha'akit Shosval, Mayim Val Yuval Yishach Shosval, Lama Nikra Pros, Shemema Parim Rovin, Nisayel El Shmuel. You understand, Rabbeinu supports Shmuel. The Omer Nara Mekifim, who pleads with the Rav, and disagrees with the Rav. It's called Pros is No, the river, the water comes from itself. The point, my point, bringing this in is to show you that there's a Gemara in Poros that supports Shmuel. Maybe that's why some hold the pasuk like Shmuel, because the Gemara has a statement of Meir which works out with Shmuel. You know what I'm saying? There's just a Gemara that sounds like more like Shmuel. Okay, it increases by itself. It's called Pros. Says Rashi, the second Rashi in 39, of course, on Haman Bays. Parim Rav Shagad of a Rava below Shom Matar. It increases in size without the rain. So that seems to be like Shmuel. That's what Tosus there says. Okay. And it's not, Tosus says Shmuel assumes not only true about the Har Pros, true at all rivers. Right? Tosus, Parim Rav Shagad of a Rava below Shom Matar. And 40. Alpha Gav, the Shmuel, Arbi Cholonars, really to all the Haras, Pros has his nickname, fine, but it's true about all rivers that it has this capacity to it. And that's what the Ravid agrees as well in the Balei Nefesh, Sharamayim Simon Aleph 41, quotes Shmuel, Lav Lamut, when he says about Pros, it's Lav Lamut Shar Naharos. Not saying only Pros has that capacity, so to speak, to recreate itself and regenerate the water. El Lamute Agamim, Shabibobo, Shindol Naharos, and make Shaman. As opposed to other pools, lakes, other things, which is basically rainwater that are not fed by anything. Okay, that's a problem. The rivers that are, okay, so we have a Gemara that sort of justifies the Sheet of Shmuel. I printed in source 43, the long, long thing, I printed all the 43 and 44 of the Ran, because the Sugya comes up in the Dharam as well. If you remember, in the Dharam, you have the Ran on the side of the page. Right? The question of whether the Rashi in the Dharam is really Rashi, and the Yeshivas, when they learn the Dharam, they learn in the Ran. The Ran's printed on the side of the page, a regular edition of the Gemara. So the Gemara in the Dharam also has the same story, a memo at Alakov, a memo at Beis, the story with Shmuel saying, Nahara Mekifem is Barach, right? That river generates itself. And then Abu the Shmuel made the thing for his daughters and so on. So the Ran, I'm not going to read it now to say, sometime we look in 43 and 41, the Ran spells out the whole issue, okay? Great and very clearly. I mean, you're interested in the Sugya, read through the Ran, okay? And he says, we also, maybe should be choshes, because we don't know whether there's more water, rainwater or not more rainwater, right? Kos anu bekiyin bepras, then we teach you, yodim anu shabahem shalolam enu mismayit mishir kach, it never loses its status, but okay, you can read through it. Take a look in the second paragraph there, about halfway down, a little less than halfway down to 44. Ulinyan halacha, see that? Ulinyan halacha, pasak amin tam yishmuel. Okay, where a tam holds like Shmuel. Okay. And explains why, like the Gemara and Chorus supports him, and so on. And he writes about five lines after. I've been into the feed da zeh shela olam tovlim min haros vafilu kishmiz barchem harbe machos shomim. Okay, according to Shmuel, you can always be tovled in a river, even at the end of the rainy season, and so on, not a problem. Okay, because more water comes from the ground. If one tefach falls above, some fall from below, and so on. Aval. But the Rif and the Rav Chananel pass like Rav. Okay. Okay. The only thing is that he says, even according to the Rav Tam, the Ram writes, that don't drop completely. But even Rav Tam, if it doesn't drop, if it drives it completely, would not say that. But then again, others agree with Rav altogether. Okay. And you're going to tell me, you have a riot from that Gemara about the Horo Barovo, so lo dachin and memory disur davin to give halacha lemaisa. You know, they're based on a medrash, a garata. Our pros is called pros, but Horo Barovo, that's not going to have carry halachic weight. Okay, anyway, so that's some discussion about it. All right, now look down about 10 lines on the bottom of that. So it's nimsa akshav. I'm punching it all out. One, the feed there is in. Shanaharo samachazvin, rivers that dry up, ain't tovim em kal. Rivers that dry up, you can't now during this, at the end of the rainy season, be tovel because there you assume it came from rainwater or melted snow. The haros gedolim she'ein mechazin, bigger rivers that never dry up. Kol shu bakim and yodei ikad and shachav and meitishrei tovel and kol hashana. If you know their situation that they never dry up and so on, and most of the water doesn't come from the rain, then you can use them all year. Okay. But if you see that you can see then you can tell, then you shouldn't use it. Umishaino Baki, and it's only can't tell, you don't know. So then, Amcholashan Kula Tzorach Lachosh Lachusmi Umetishbovad. Umetishim and Astam, he notes in Rabban Alein. Okay, that's the Psak. Okay.
So in general, the water level goes up from rain, one should not be told on it.
So he says, according to the psalm, it should not be told in the rain. It goes in rain for sure not. Right, again, if it dries up. But even if it doesn't dry up, if you can tell that it went up because of the rain, then you shouldn't go into it. Okay? The Rashba, the Bayis, Torah Sabayis, Bayis Aruch, Shar Mayim, Shar Yud Aleph, 45. Right? With Mayor Lamadu, she ain't told me to Haros, Elos and Guma, so we know Moshkam, Shom Mayor Nor, Kabud Shmo. If it's that kind of thing, you got to make it into a mikveh. How do you make it into a mikveh? Put up these partitions. That's according to Tosafot exactly what Rabbi Shmuel did. He put up these, it wasn't to step on it to avoid the mud, to stand on it with horizontal partition, which made that little area, enclosed it now, and made that into a mikveh. Then it's okay. Right? That's what he did. He built a little mikveh there in the water, like Rabbi Shmuel. Okay? And therefore he says we should be machmer like that. So Shomer, Shalem Shomer, Shomer Hakbar, Shal Torah, Rabbi Shmuel. That's what he holds. The Rosh, however, in his parish, also on the dock in the door of Mehmet Aleph, okay, so there he doesn't argue there. 1 second, he says there if it's a deep river. So also, he mentions the other way. Well, it does mention the other way. No, even if it rains a lot, but more water comes up from below. Okay. And that's a heap asking. Look, let's skip the Karen Or. Look in the Rosh. Hilchos Mikvos, Simon Yud. Behitir Rabbeinu Tam, Zal. Lenoshim, Litbo, Ben Haros, Kol Shana Kula. Lo Chashinan, Shemarobo, Anotan, Alzobim. But Rabbeinu Meir, there are Ruber, Zal, I Oser. He didn't like it. So we don't pass like Shmuel. So again, it's a machlukas. The truma sadeshin, and that same true, this is what I want to show you here, some ration of dalim. Shelo. Beharbe ayaros makomos. Noagim anosh lipo benaros kolos shalom ein brochu yadu. That was a widespread practice. One went into the river and nearby, and no one said boo. And why aren't we worried about the concern, especially with the Kharis? Okay. He says, really, Minardin, you should. Okay. Especially since the Rambam, Rechonano, many paskim like Abonu, Abu, the Shmuel. Chuma, huh? So it's 4 nights. Was a dash and ration and dollar. He was asked this question. Many women go into the mikveh and get into a stream and they're told there. That's the widespread practice. And he said, really, we should be choshish. Okay? Because many poskim paskin like Abu the Shmuel and Rav. And even Rabbeinu Tam passed the other way. Still, they serve karis. So shouldn't we worry about Rabbeinu Chanan? It says, Rabbeinu Chanan, say, Kol Dor, Divi Kabbalah. Rabbeinu Chanan always has great traditions. So why should we listen to him? Okay? So he says, he quotes an Arzu Ruah, and then Rashbam. He says, "Revias note from Milsol Shchichi." He said, "It's very uncommon that the water it's a Milsol Shchicha that so much rainwater falls that it's more than the river water. It's a Milsol Shchicha." Okay, that's one thing he says. Towards the end, many people were makel and allowed women to go in streams all year long, and no one objected because they were afraid, basically, that certainly it's a suffix and certainly some people pass in that way. And he said that otherwise women are not going to be able to have to travel to someplace to have a mikveh, and they won't do the mitzvah altogether. So because it's almost a bit of the evidence. And that's what the Shmuel Veshin says. Okay? And the Mordechai also. Mordechai there in Shabbos. In that the fourth parent in Remez Shin and Nun Zayin. Quotes Rebbe Tam that that's the halacha. When we talk kach, Mutorin Lipo Bechol Anoros, you can go in all the rivers all year long. He says that some people complain why the Rambam didn't allow it and say he's making on it as well. Okay. The Rambam.
So the Rebbe Tam says you can't go in all?
Yes, things. Yes. Yeah, because he said we pass like Shmuel against Abu the Shmuel Rab. So he passed him. Right, very quickly, the Rambam, Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Tes, Halachi Dimul, doesn't pass in that way. He says, look at the second last line, Im Rovu make Shalom Einar, Einan Atarin, the Zolchon El Bashborin. If you have to build a mappet, like Shmuel this fool did, you have to make it into a mikveh. The tour quotes the machlokes here in Brisim Reishin Rabbah. Ubetzvila bin Nahoros, baha ika plug to Rabbos, Rabbi Natan hit their leap over us, Kalashoma. Mariah also the bowl, at least Kalachor, at least in the winter, on Achar's man of Shar's stone. So all the snow is melted and the river is, you know, what's crested or whatever. The Chayn Kazar Amrulberg, she ain't leap over him, she ain't leap over the law was Shar's, she ain't those, my Shar's stone, she ain't a maskan, so they never rush out. Okay? So the Shulchan Aruch, you have the Mechaber writes, like the Rambam, there's no good. Okay? And the Ramo agrees, the Chayn Nachal Horos Ula Hachmer. We should be machmer and not use rivers at least during that time of the year. Avol Yesh writes the Ramo does in the fourth line, but this is Simon Reish Al Sabbath. Avol Yesh Matir and Lipo when I was called a Shana, Avishas and Shana in the rainy season, Bashar Shalom, snow melting season. It's okay. You should eat your Gila and Norm and call Makoro, right? The Baram Kippim River, the river gets its water from within. Bechain Nogu Berova Makomos, the Makom Shain Mikner. The ain limchos biyadim ogil hakol ki yesh lam lashis bubble. Okay, there's not yet.
But the lashis being not there here.
Yeah.
Because would that apply to all, like, for like, what about the post came? Would we mean,
good question.
Not in Sakaris.
I would think so. Offhand to the question, I don't know. I don't know. But then he writes, but he's willing to be makel because yesh lam lishmo. Then he writes, mew yesh from zor, malipo benar, misava legame, big shomen. But again, he agrees, but a river that dries up and it's completely because of rain, then he says, you got to avoid that. Okay? Because posted damage, Shoshane and Geshem, also loop all there, also. Although Nor Shaino posting, even though it becomes bigger, it's mutter. Okay? And that's the meaning. Okay? Yeah, then the shock is quite, talks about. What about, sometimes you have this, what about there's so much rain, the river spreads in different directions. You know I'm saying? The river overflows. And that might be a problem too. You can only go in the place where the river normally is, but the river, you know, starts flowing in different directions, you have a problem with that. Okay? But he writes at the end of Sukkot and says, well, Abu Mokom Sheish Mikveh, if you have a mikveh, Ein Lipo Benaharos, okay, don't do it in the river. Okay, and that's what he says. Okay, so with that, the major discussion about river. What about an ocean? What about oceans? An ocean is certainly not a problem. You can definitely tow on the ocean. You don't have to worry about rainwater overpowering the water, but even without that, how do we know? Because the Torah itself, okay, in Bereshit Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud, Vayikra Elokim LaMoshe Eretz, Ulamikveh Hamayim Kara Yamin. The ocean is called the mikveh. Okay, I mean, the ocean is a matter. If you don't have any of this concern with ocean, because the Torah itself refers to it as a mikveh, and that's what the Mishnah Mikvah says. Hurricane Mishnah Dalit 57. Kol Yam Yam Kemikveh. Dichsiv or Shenemar Lamikveh Yam Kari Yamim Mikveh Mayim Kari Yamim. And then Riosi says they're Mitarim Bezochlin. Okay, now they won't work for a Zog in the Torah because not for a different reason. But anyway, the bottom line is an ocean is good. All right, and the first of all adds. Not there, but in Maseches Pora, Barakhes Mishaches, was Dalit 58. Also, Afuke Rak Shayam Katanim She'en Mechorom Klali Yamukyanis. But not that this ocean's good, anything attached to the ocean is good. The Mediterranean Sea, for example, is not called an ocean. Okay, the Caribbean Sea. But it's part of the ocean. As opposed to certain bodies of water, says it the Pharisee soil, which are not connected to the ocean at all. Okay, Yam Okyanus means the ocean, right? Kiyam Kinneret. Kinneret is not connected. The Kinneret actually would be more like a river, because, you know, it's fed by the water, you know, the Don and Banyas, you've been up there, you know, you can go tubing up there, whatever, you know, all those different, I don't know what they're called, tributaries, whatever, feed into the Kinneret. That's something else, okay? But that's not ocean. That's going to have the same Shiloh, perhaps, as the river.
Yeah.
Wait,
any river that's fed by the ocean would be.
See, if it's fed by the ocean, it sounds like it'll be good. Yeah. But if it's not, let's say, then it'll have the same concern as a river. Like Yam HaMelech, for example. We call it Yam, but it's not connected to the ocean. Or Yam Kaspi, the Caspian Sea. Caspian Sea is landlocked. This is the Iran between Iran and Russia. No, I don't know. right? Well, I think the Black Sea, I think, is also landlocked. Okay, so those are called, they're huge. Okay, but they're, you know, but they're, it's called the Caspian Sea. It's enormous, but I mean, you know, it's not attached to the ocean. So then it's going to have the same issue. We mentioned those. Abu Yama Godol. However, the Mediterranean Sea, Shemara of Eretz Yisrael, to the west of Eretz Yisrael. Yam Pras, the Persian Gulf. Okay, the Indian Ocean, these other things. Yam Atzon, the North Sea. By England, in between England and France, called the North Sea. But that's part of the Atlantic, you know, the Yerichon, right? They're mentioning. Okay. Then Kulon, Dina, Kiyam of Yamas. They're all done like the ocean. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Because they're part of the ocean.
No, but thinking about other things, if they're sent by the rivers, but aren't they standing somewhere? Or is it still open?
No, they still flow. They still flow. Okay. But those things still flow. Look, the Kinneret also goes into Jordan, right? It's the flow. Okay. But, yeah. Now, and the Raman Paskin, Perk Tezuk, Kalayaman, Mitan is open, all oceans and so on. So ocean means anything connected to the ocean. That's what I'm trying to point out. I think the Hudson River is officially called an estuary. I think the official, look it up. I think that's the official. It flows right from the ocean. You go out to Brooklyn, you know, it flows right into the ocean. Okay. Anyway, and remember, when we arrived from this too, remember it said the woman would go in the Namal, right, by the port. The problem there was what? It's Theus' problem. It's not for the Theus. They didn't say shouldn't do it there because it's a Theus issue. There are people around and so on. Remember, we learned that last week. So she put up a partition or, you know, okay, but it doesn't say otherwise we could because that's like the ocean, you know, okay. And the Meshuchar of Paskin, some Reish Aleph Sif Hey, Kol Hayamim Yeshlam Din Maya Latar B'Sfilo. Okay, so that's good. Okay. Yeah, that's a further question. Not for now, but Hilchot Gal. So in Israel, let's say a wave shoots up and it's got 40 sun and lands on top of you. Can you understand? It just became tar. A wave. That's a question. What if it detaches? You know, whatever. It's another time. We're not learning all from some problems. It's an interesting subject. As far as lakes is concerned, the lake's an interesting question. Because, you know, what exactly feeds, like, usually a lake is mostly rainwater, right? And the question is it connected to the streams and that thing or not? So lakes, Rosh Hashulchan talked about the last source, talks about in this simon here, Reish Aleph Sif Beis, okay? Talks about rivers and so on. Alzeh Tomchot B'Nishol Shemikfarim, or without the boondocks, without the villages, no mikveh, the Komosheim, the mikveh, Tolos, B'Kayet, B'Nars, at least in the winter, the summertime, they go in the river. Okay, they don't go in the winter time to the river anyway because it's too darn cold. Well, Shulchan lived in Navarre, that was freezing cold. You want to freezing cold Mecca. All right, anyway, Omnam says, Hanoshim Sheshon Koach, Lasser Kor, Muta, Limpo Tommy, and Makom Shem Mecca. If there's no Mecca there, and a woman has the strength to go in even the freezing cold water. Something like the Polar Bear Club or something like that, they go on on the New Year's Day, I think, there's a among some people, they go into the ocean here on the Coney Island somewhere on New Year's Day. It's the middle of January, it's freezing cold, and jump into the ocean. No clothes. Okay. And then some people like that. All right. Now, it says that this rock, Bezos, Mechuyov, Zor, Shanar, Hanahar, huh? No, he's talking about rivers first. And he says that we use it, Bemokom Shein Mikveh. There's no Mikveh around. Okay. But he said, now, Rock the Zos Mikhuyovas Lizoya, but you gotta be careful. Shahanaharos, Shanar, Tia Nahar Mamesh, Yena Poseke, it's the flowing river. Okay, like I almost said. Below Agami and not a lake which can dry up. Okay. Elin Ken Agam Eno Holok with Khila Rak Hamaim Nochama Makoma, unless it's a lake that's completely contained, there's no seepage, then it'll have a din of a regular mikveh. So sometimes that means what are called man-made lakes, you know. So you know, there's rain one, like up in camp sometimes in these kind of places. That they have to look into. So lakes will be okay. The kache shows them the fat beitim alos shamanei shalom the fuzarin the ktsavos v'chokos and mehem the atim beir hamikveh. It's hard to build a mikveh. They have to go into these places, but you have to be careful and make sure either the you know what the status of the lake is. Okay, so anyway, that's just an overview of.
What is it, like, if, let's see, if you have a lake, it's like man, when the water still like moves.
So that's the question. Is there seepage? You have to look into each one. I think they figured out, they got to answer my willing. I think that in the Camp Marshall, when Marshall called them, they like, was is okay for Tfilah. I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure. Okay, we'll stop over here. I must say, very much enjoyed learning this needed with you. I hope you gained a lot out of it. We'll have to see. I'll be in touch with you because either tomorrow and or Wednesday, if you're interested, if you're interested, let me know. There's something about a Pesach, if you're interested. The only thing is that tomorrow I may have to give the MTA has some of the alumni something back, so I may be involved in that. But well, I'll be in touch with them. And you know, maybe take a poll. You're interested in hearing something about Pesach. No pressure. Okay, if you have other things to do and you want to stop doing Chazara, no pressure. But Baruch Hashem, I think we covered a lot of ground. Baruch Hashem, we did all the Siman Rechaz Nida, one by one, with all the major poskim, and hope you gained a lot out of it. And Bez Hashem, you'll remember it, and then you'll be able to learn it. Do Chazara is what's important, Chazara, not like for Bechina. And I just want to give this over, Hilchaz Mikvos as well. So we'll continue to talk. We'll be in touch, Bez Hashem.